told in 1 John 1:3, "We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." We are called to a life of fellowship with God, each other, and the world. I hope that you see that these things are nothing new. But then the text this morning doesn't really tell us anything new. It says to remember, to hang on to what we've heard so that we do not drift away. One of the best ways to do this, in my humble opinion, is through growth groups. To seek the Lord through Bible and prayer, to serve Jesus where we live, to be reminded to live more simply, and to have an open table. As we protect our homes, so too we should protect our hearts. And there are times when it is hard to believe that God is good. And that is why we need each other. Sometimes it's hard to seek the Lord. The song that we just sang, "A thousand times I failed you, still your grace remains." You see, one of the things that Satan is going to do to cause us to drift away is to remind us of our failings. And therefore, we need people to remind us that God is good. To hang on to that. I don't know if you've ever been in a position where you've been so sick you didn't want to go to a doctor. We desperately need to come to Jesus, not only when life is good, but especially when life is hard. And if we cannot do that on our own power and our own ability, well, that's why He's given us fellowship, our brothers and sisters, to help us. So, let us hang on to these things. If you're not involved in a growth group, please consider joining a growth group. But the growth groups aren't the solution. Jesus is the solution. And if you can do this in other ways, by all means. But remember, we will seek Him in the Bible and in prayer. We will serve Him where we live. We will live more simply. And we will have an open table. There is this book in Norwegian available in the back if anyone wants to take this for additional. This is a samtalehefte, as we say in English, a discussion guide on these very points. So if you're able to read and understand Norwegian, do feel free to take those in the back. I am working on having those translated into English because I believe that this is a message for all of us. If you're struggling to believe that God is good, if you're in danger of drifting away, reach out to your brothers and sisters here. For that reason, at the end of the service today, we will have a time of prayer for anyone who would like that. We need to be mindful of the verse that we've heard. We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we've heard so that we do not drift away. It's not about the mistakes that we've made, but it's about the grace that He extends continuously. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you are. We pray that we could truly sing your praises, not only during the good times, but also during the hard times as well. Especially when we need to hang on to that and it's difficult. We thank you for who you are and what you've done for us. We thank you that you died for us to save us, to forgive us, to extend grace to us. Help us to remain faithful to your word and the life that you've called us to. In your name we pray. Amen.